The White House proposes a pay freeze for federal civilian employees. Significant changes, by the way, agencies reward their top performers and the way it hands out retirement and health benefits and administers annual leave. And that's just one part of the new Trump administration's management agenda to improve how agencies serve citizens. Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco and Jason Miller join me now to break down the 2019 budget request to Congress. Nicole, we'll start with you. What are the major proposals for the federal workforce and what the administration wants to do?
Well, we had heard that there might be a pay freeze in store for federal employees in 2019, and this budget confirms that. The administration describes, just to read a second from the budget here, across-the-board pay increases have long-term fixed costs, yet fail to address existing pay disparities or target mission-critical recruitment and retention goals, and the administration therefore proposes a pay freeze. And we should specify that it's for civilian employees for 2019. Members of the military, it looks like, will receive some kind of raise next year if this proposal were to go through. Interestingly enough, they describe a lot of concerns they have with the general schedule and step increases and how they're based on how long you've been at the job rather how well instead of how well you're performing. And one interesting thing I found in here, Tom, is the budget proposes a $50 million fund that the President's Management Council would oversee and manage. And that would dole out money to reward people who have found, you know, innovative ways to recruit new people or retain people or reskill their workforce. So that's one way that they're looking at possibly rewarding top performers.
I hate to say it, but this sounds very much like the first full budget done by the Obama administration. They also had problems with the civil service system and the general schedule and made some reforms and a pay freeze. So, I mean, that's just the way it looked. And Jason, this whole business of dealing with the personnel, how does that fit in with the administration's broader management agenda as outlined in these many, many documents that came out yesterday?
During the first year of the Trump administration, we actually hadn't seen a lot about the management agenda. Kind of dribs and drabs, but not a lot of specifics. So on the budget, they finally get to some specifics, and we should actually expect even more specifics in March, so next month. But basically, the administration is looking at the management agenda around several different areas. Modernizing IT to increase productivity and security. No surprise there. We can talk a lot about IT, Tom. The workforce,
and it did get a little bit of a bump, too, IT.
It did. It did. About $200 million more from the 2018 request as compared to the 2019 request. Obviously, we don't have a full budget for 2018 yet. Other parts of the management agenda, including what they call it, creating a 21st century framework for data that drives efficiency, accountability, transparency. Nicole mentioned the workforce stuff. They also talk about improving customers' experience with federal services. And then very interesting, Tom, shifting from low value to high value work. And then finally, improving the efficiency and effectiveness of administrative services across the government, i.e. the move to shared services.
All right. So it all sounds like a little bit like moonlight and roses. Nicole, how are these proposals part of a bigger change effort the administration would like to accomplish?
Yeah, there's a lot of talk about the Civil Service Reform Act of 1978, which, yes, turns 40 this year. And there's some talk in the budget, specifically the workforce section, about this is a system that is too old. It's come and gone. We need to look at different ways to manage our employees, to pay them, and that includes their retirement and health benefits. That's one thing that we didn't mention. And Tom, when you brought up the fact that this looks a lot like the Obama administration budget, and, you know, we see some of the same proposals. Yes, that is definitely true in this 2019 budget. We're seeing some of the exact same retirement proposals that we saw in 2018 with a few new additional ones. And, you know, just there is an overall sense that this administration has looked at those Congressional Budget Office studies about the federal workforce. They want something to change. And whether or not those changes can happen, well, that's a different story.
And there is one proposal to fund a study, not necessarily to institute this, but a study of a simply having a defined contribution pension plan for certain, I guess, presumably younger, new federal workers, it says, may not want to spend their whole life in the government.
Right. They want to look at the concept of giving new federal employees a defined contribution plan. That's not what current federal employees have right now. They can opt into, you know, the three-legged stool of retirement as far as federal employee retirement system employees, FERS employees. They're also interested in looking at maybe, you know, moving people out of the current system and transferring them to this so-called defined contribution plan. So that's what the study will look at.
Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco. Also in studio is Federal News Radio's Jason Miller. And Jason, getting back to the whole idea of IT and cyber, this is something every administration runs up the slope at. What do you see going on there?
That's probably one of the pieces of good news that you can look at in the budget from a federal workforce management perspective. I mean, I think a lot of people are going to listen to what Nicole's saying and read the budget and go, oh my goodness, what's going to happen to me? But at the same time, the administration is definitely looking at ways to improve how they serve the citizens. And part of that, while it's workforce related, is also technology related. And again, interestingly enough, Tom, they only broke out the federal IT budget for civilian agencies, not for right. DOD. In years past, you had both. Even in last yes. year's 2018 budget, you knew it was about $90 billion. It was about 53 to 42 or something to that effect. This year, all you know is $45 billion for civilian agency IT budgets. Some of the agencies that are up, you know, include obviously Homeland Security. Some that are down, you see, like even VA is down a little. HHS is down quite a bit, but I think that's related to something that's very specific in legislation. And then for the first time, though, they actually broke down the cyber spending, who's spending what and where. Agencies are spending almost $15 billion on cybersecurity, and that's would be more than $700 million more than the previous year. So this year, a couple quick highlights there, Tom, around cybersecurity. Homeland Security Department would get about $1 billion for federal government civilian network technology, including $238 million for the CDM, Continuous Diagnostics and Mitigation Program. And they would also get $407 million for the Einstein Program, two big programs that are government-wide. Over on the Defense Department side, they're looking at about $8 billion for cybersecurity around three specific mission areas, DoD networks, supporting military commander objectives, and defending the nation. So again, there's a lot there, including, Tom, this is interesting, growing the cyber mission forces and sustaining them. So obviously, there's a lot of focus from cybersecurity, again, held over from the Obama administration, and even more spending on technology.
So I guess the question is, now that Congress has the task of trying to allocate what it agreed to last week when it passed that budget agreement along with the CR, that's a very different figure than what the overall, what the administration is proposing for 2018 and now 2019. So which version will prevail? Because Mick Mulvaney is saying, well, they can appropriate all they want. We don't have to spend it all. What do you think is going to really happen? How real is all of this?
Not real at all. But that's why it's the policy side that we care about so much, not the numbers themselves. I mean, I think and the numbers are fun and it's good to talk to and compare from a priority standpoint. But really what you're seeing here is a policy document, not a budget document.
Nicole?
Right. And Tom, the study that you mentioned on federal retirement, that is the single concrete item that this administration can do to further look into this whole idea of federal employees contributing more to toward their retirement. If they can study it, then they can potentially bring those findings to Congress and then get the ball moving. But as far as these proposals that we see over and over again, I don't have a huge likelihood that this would be passed, you know, for the next year.
So pretty much when this comes out, it's not so much a final document as a flashpoint for a new debate.
I think that's absolutely right. And I think you see that time and again, because there was even a notice that the White House sent out today about sequestration for 2019. And Nicole and I both kind of looked at each other and be like, so are they calling for sequestration for non-defense discretionary spending? And as far as I can tell, the answer is yes. We're still doing research on that. But that would be a very interesting, again, proposal as well. Again, Congress would have to agree to it. Or, you know, because of what sequestration does, maybe it's just whatever Congress does, you just take it off the top.
Yeah, that memo did look a little random when I came across it, also at the White House site. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller, reporter Nicole Grisco, thanks so much.
Thanks, Tom.
Thanks, Tom.
And be sure to check out their ongoing budget coverage at federalnewsradio.com.